Good morning.
Good morning.
This is not to replace the wonderful good morning of our dear Eli Braun and his incredible Bitochen, Shmuzim, Shirim, A, B, C, and D. I just wanted to say, first of all, that today's A, B, C, D, volume 22, I believe, is being done with Sposh Rafua Shalema, our incredible, incredible principal, Dr. Engelberg. Rafua Shalema, Ephraim, Feitel, Fischel, Ben Chanaita, Shav Rafua Shalema, Bekarov, and we're looking forward very much soon to seeing him happy and healthy. Bez Hashem.
Amen.
Second point, I just wanted to say a big thank you to you, Eli. These ABCDs have been amazing and wonderful, and they've been insightful, and I have only missed one of them, and you can feel when you miss one. This dude over here, I don't think he missed a single one. He missed one also. That's true, the senior trip. So I did miss two, I guess. So I just want to say it has been an incredible addition, and we hope to continue to hear all the beautiful, beautiful words
that
he's sharing with us. But as a Shem.
Amen. It is my complete pleasure. I love it. And it's in my pocket already. And let's do it, right? Okay, the finale, finally. Okay, there's no more weeks. We are up to the fourth of the seven things. You have to come back next year to hear the rest. The fourth of the seven things you need to have if you're going to trust in someone fully. So we already had the person has to be loving. We already said the person can't be lazy or forgetful. And the person has to be strong, as in no one can stop him to do your will. The fourth one is... He has to know what is actually good for the person. And whether it's hidden or in straight up view, he has to know everything about you, that nothing that he may want to do or that you want, he really knows is bad for you, or he knows is good for you and you don't want to do it. He has to know everything about you. You know, in business, there's many times, you know, CEOs or whoever it is, makes a deal and it blows up on their face. They thought it was good, but it didn't work out. There are many times in the cases of medicine where they have too many negative outcomes, environmental ideas that did more damage than good. Giving someone even just a simple food, right? You come over for Shabbos and you serve him something nice, but oh my God, he's allergic. Terrible stuff, right? And of course, vice versa. Sometimes you think things are gonna be bad, but they turn out to be good. But, so, if you're going to have to trust in someone completely, he has to know everything about you, your secrets, all your different character traits, all different ideas about you to know if something is actually good for you. And it's hard to find someone who knows everything. But, you go to the third parak, it says, V'arevi, ki hu mashkiach aram hagas b'nei adam kuam. Lo, sorry, I'm reading the Revi, but Revi is not the fourth one, sorry. You have to go to Hasheni, which is the fourth one in the first paragraph. Hasheni, Ke Abarius Aloi Amu Menu Afanei Talas Adam Vadin Noisin Zeh. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything about you. And Vadin Noisin Zeh. And this logic, like, it makes sense. Why? He explains that he made you, right? If you have a TV or a phone or a chair or something, if it breaks or you're trying to fix it or build it, what do you open up? You open up the owner's manual, right? Or you look it up on the website and YouTube. You go to the company to see what can I do to fix this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us. He knows everything about us. He gave us our character traits, our midos, and knows all of our allergies. So he's the only one you could really, really look to. People, he adds also, if you think about it, it's interesting. A person can't create anything. A person could only take existing materials, combine them, integrate them, and create something anew. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create in a substance, a raw substance. A Baal Bitachon has a hope. And I want to read this because I have it exactly word for word how I want to say it. A Baal Bitachon may have a hope, a goal to accomplish, and sometimes it doesn't happen. But a Baal Bitachon could still be happy. Why? Because he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his back, has his best interest in mind, and he knows that if he didn't reach his heart's desire, he believes in his heart, that his heart's desire was misplaced, and that wouldn't have brought him the satisfaction he thought it would. He knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's good for him, and he will give him something else. We have many goals and, you know, dreams and aspirations in life, but we could do our best, and that always doesn't accomplish. And I've always wanted to say a Yiddish line in one of these ABCDs. This is the first one. I don't speak Yiddish, but I heard it and I loved it. It says, Ayid dart ton nicht ufton. You know what that means? Ayin darf ton nicht uftan. Right? A Jew needs to work, not accomplish. That's not up to him. A Jew works. Accomplishment is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine just being able to, imagine you have a job, right? And you have to work, you just have to put in the effort. The results are not what matters. Wouldn't that be an amazing place to work for? Wouldn't that be an amazing person to have a connection to? That you just try, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? He knows that everything, we know that everything he does is for our ultimate benefit. Really, there's no difference between a slap and a kiss, right? As we said before, there's nothing that's bad in this world. It's just bitter, sometimes it's tough. And I've definitely have mentioned this story in the past where, you know, a bunch of the Chassidim go to the Rebbe and say, you know there's a concept of being Sameach, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you Yisurim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you hardship. How could we learn to be happy with Yisurim? So he sends the Chassidim, go check out Reb Zusha. And they go to Reb Zusha and they see, you know, he's a malnourished person, his house is decrepit, doesn't have got much going on, and they ask him, the Rebbe told us to come to you to find out what it means to be the Sameach B'Yisurim. He goes, Sameach B'Yisurim? I don't have any Yisurim. Right? Everything is good. Imagine you could just live life that way. Tap into that feeling just a little bit and find that inspiration to work on it a little bit. He quotes a pasuk at the end. He says, Ki es asher yav adonai yechiach ucha'ab es ben yitzah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives rebuke to the ones he loves. The Gra writes that if you care, if someone's doing something bad and you don't care too much about that person, you may tell him, hey, this is not really a good thing for you. And he may listen, he may not, you may tell him again. But eventually, if you see him, he's continuing on his ways, you're just going to like, okay, shine. It is what it is. But someone who you truly love and you truly care about, like a father to a son, if the father thinks that what you're doing is no good, he's going to tell you 100 times every day, not stop, figure out different ways to convince you and to push you to change your ways. Because he loves and cares for you very, very much. He doesn't want bad things to happen to you. So you could find a little bit of comfort when life gets a little bit difficult. If you feel like life, if you're getting buried, right? And it's hardship after hardship after hardship. You could find a little bit of comfort in saying, hey, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping throwing me curveballs, he's not giving up on me. He keeps trying to push me and help me to get better in my life. And when you think sometimes, and this is, he's not listening, but Mawali from ZAJ, he used to say this line a lot. Sometimes when life throws you curveballs and you think you're feeling, you think you're being buried, really maybe you're just being planted. We say every day, and we'll end with this, HaMeichin Mitzadei Gaber, right? Hashem prepares the steps of a man. You know, that in a basic shot is the fact that we thank Hashem that we're able to walk. But for me, HaMeichin Mitzadei Gaber, he prepares the steps of a man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where you gotta go, knows what's good for you. He's leading you the way. Sometimes, and it may be difficult, as the saying goes, let go and let God. May you all have a beautiful summer, and for some of you, we'll see you soon next year. For those going off to Israel, Hatzlacha Rabbah.